I know there's been a lot of misinformation over the past couple of days. What do you want the public to know about the refugee crisis and what specifically what Catholic Charities is doing?
Yes, Abby, this has been a very difficult last few days with tremendous amounts of misinformation. You know, obviously the church is an absolute faith-based leader in welcoming the stranger. We are the ones called to carry out that gospel mandate, and we do it with love for all people. And Catholic Charities has been one of the largest resettler of refugees since our very creation. And this past year alone, Catholic Charities has resettled 256 refugees. 155 of those refugees were from the Middle East, including Syria. And all the Syrian refugees are families. They're not single men looking for trouble. These are families who have experienced enormous, traumatic persecution. Many of them have lost their own family members to violence. They are coming to the United States to seek a better world, a better life. So many of the ones that we've resettled here have specifically stated how if it wasn't for Catholic Charities and the church, then they'd be dead. And so they're alive. They've embraced our culture. Another misunderstanding that these people are coming here for some other reason, that they don't embrace the American culture and society, that's false. Every family member we've resettled into the Tampa Bay area have completely embraced our culture.
Where are these folks being resettled?
Us. I'm sorry, repeat that again?
You said you've resettled over almost 300. Where are they being resettled? What does that look like?
They're mostly resettled in the Tampa and Pinellas County area, obviously Hillsborough.
Mm-hmm.
So they are spread across mostly in the Tampa Bay area, with
gotcha.
Some in the Pinellas County area, but most of it is in Tampa Bay, Temple Terrace area.
Gotcha. And I mean, I'm pretty just not aware of how the whole process works. Do they fly into Tampa, Miami, and then get referred to Catholic Charities?
This is all handled first and foremost by the United Nations, who begins the process of working with refugee camps where there are, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of refugees been living in refugee camps for years. And in our case, when we're talking about the Middle East camps, we're talking about the countries of Jordan, Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is it begins with the United Nations and the State Department. They vet those families and individuals for 2 years. And they look at everything, including their social media communications. They look at all of their experience and history. So when the United Nations and the State Department allows them, they contact the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which is under the Health and Human Services for the federal government. Then once ORR notifies that these resettlements are coming, they'll notify the different resettlement agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, the largest is Migration and Refugee Services under the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. We're the largest resettler in the United States, the Catholic Church is, and they go through them. Then we get notified by USCCB of the arrivals and what time and date and what planes, and then, you know, we just coordinate the welcoming of them here in our community.
Wow. How long has the diocese been involved with refugee resettlement?
Since the Vietnamese resettlement in the 1970s.
Gotcha. Specifically,
so when Vietnam was resettled, we started doing refugee resettlement then.
Wow. That's incredible. So what have you noticed has changed over the past year? Anything? Is it just the volume?
Well, remember, and this is all leading to our Holy Father, Pope Francis, everyone knows the Syrian crisis. So, yes, the Syrian crisis has resulted in the increase in the need of refugee resettlement, which our country partnered with Europe and throughout the world to try to address this humanitarian crisis. So that did lead to a rise, obviously, in the number of need to resettle particularly Syrians who have been persecuted, regardless of their religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm. So now what is happening after this weekend? What are you guys doing? Now what, I guess, is the question.
Lots of anguish. First and foremost, the executive order suspends the entire national refugee program for 120 days. That means everybody's shut down. And as you all know from the news over the weekend, there were many families who were coming over, and singles, many families and individuals coming over on planes,
mm-hmm.
who were then detained and now have been released. So we do continue to, there are scheduled refugees that are supposed to be arriving this week here in the Tampa Bay area. We do not know what their status is, whether they are departing or not. So everything is in a complete chaos and turmoil. The long-term concern is if we shut this down for 4 months, 5 months, then who are we going to let back in? And clearly on the executive order, he's prohibiting 7 Muslim countries from letting anyone in, which is the countries that need it the most. So if that's what we're going to do, we are in a very, very difficult situation as a country.
Can you tell us a little bit about Wednesday night's prayer service, what's going to be happening, and also what the bishop is? You told me off air that he's going to put out an op-ed piece soon.
Yes. We fully expect Bishop Parks to obviously issue some statements here very, very soon, and especially leading up to the prayer vigil this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at Nativity Catholic Church, where I can rest assured there's going to be thousands of people coming from all over the area to go and to begin first and foremost and thank God for our leadership, both Holy Father, Pope Francis, our new Bishop, Gregory Parks. The first thing we wanted to do was pray. We wanted to reach out to the community and pastorally care for people who are suffering, whether they be the refugees themselves or even the people here, the immigrants that are concerned with so many miscommunication flying around. We want to start with prayer, like we do, like we should every day, right, Abby?
Mm-hmm.
Start with prayer. So Bishop Parks is going to lead us in prayer together as a community, a faith community, and then be able to communicate all these mixed messages so that we are clearly saying to everybody why the church has to be a leader in this work to support our immigrants, to support our refugees. And this is who we are. This is what God calls us to do.
Now, Mark, what do you say to the person who argues we can't take care of the homeless in our community, and now we're letting people come in and take our resources, or undocumented people come in and take our resources? How do you address that?
Our world is overwhelmed by all kinds of challenging. Poverty affects every country. So how do we serve one population but not another? That's why the Catholic Church is so involved in every suffering population, the elderly and the homeless. I mean, we as a society can absolutely care for each and every one of these people,
mm-hmm.
person by person. You know, it's all about our ability to be able to respond to the need. And yes, there is a challenge, because sometimes the level of resources don't exist for us to be able to serve everybody. But honestly, there is no one who is excluded from the margins of society that we can't help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Pope Francis calls us to do. We will find the resources to serve everybody. Only by the grace of God, you know, are we able to raise all those private funds to help us serve, so that we're not dependent on other sources of funding, which do impact us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to find it. We're going to find the resources, because by the grace of God, the money comes and we are able to serve every single person. No one's excluded.
Any final thoughts, any final words, Mark, things that you want folks to know?
Well, we want folks to know that that these folks coming here as refugees, it is something the whole entire world has faced forever. I make a constant reference to Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, who were refugees when he was born. They had to go to Egypt I mean, this is something that we all must deal with as a society. We cannot close our minds and our hearts to this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find out a way, and that's the Catholic Church leading a solution to all this.
And Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at Nativity, Bishop Parks will lead a prayer service, and we'll see you there, Mark.
We'll see you there. Thank you, Abby.